podcast until later? Ever.
Yeah, I'm going to try to hold it. I'm going to try to hold it. Trying to pop. So I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what they want to do.
Still, I got to stick to my girl like glue. And I'm a novice number two.
Muscle down.
Chilling with Villains the Podcast. I'm your host, Gary the Villain in the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah!
And the think tank in the house.
Hi.
Jess Filming.
What up?
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And shout out to Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com. Shout out to Khadijah.R on Instagram. So as much as I would like to make this the show that I wanted to make, which is the Infinity War spoiler. As much as badly as
Blaine
I want
Smith.
That.
Blaine Smith.
We're not going to do that.
Smith has no money.
We're not going to do that. Yeah, I would have paid for you.
In a heartbeat.
Oh my God.
You just had to say you wanted to see it. I'd have you flown into the theater like the president and shit.
I love that you're telling me now that you. I would pay for you now.
No, I mean, I would have paid for you. If you really want to go and see it.
I'm not going to ask someone, can you pay for me to go to Infinity
War?
It's Infinity War. What am I, five?
It's Infinity War. It's not like it was like...
I want you to pay for me.
If it was 50 Shades of Grey, I'd be like, no, I'm not paying for you.
I wouldn't ask you to pay for me. I'm not going. I begged my freaking stepdaughter to fucking go for me. I'm like, I'll give you my ticket.
So you were dragged to 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes.
Aww.
The first time, yes.
It feels hard too.
You know, the first, okay, I'm being honest with you. The first half an hour, I was like, no, in the first, like, with the sex and everything, I'm like, oh yeah, I could learn off of this. And then when it got to the ending, they said their names, and then the elevator closed, the movie done. I'm like, what the fuck? You're going to end it with the elevator? Yo, no.
There's three books, eh?
There's three movies.
Well, wow, I didn't know that.
There's like more. There's another three movies.
Yeah. But elevator closed and you end the movie like that?
It's
no.
It's to be continued.
I don't care. To be continued, my nuts. I don't give a shit.
It's like a girl who only touches the tip.
Whoa, she gets pregnant?
Yeah. She's free.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler, it's in the preview, guy. What's wrong with you? It's not a spoiler. It's in the fucking preview of the movie. It's in the commercial.
It's true, yeah. Oh.
Hey, man.
I don't see
Hey man, nothing, guy. That's in the fucking.
I already know the books.
I don't know. Neither did I.
I
saw the commercial
movies.
On Facebook. You have Facebook?
I tried to get into Twilight.
What?
Remember Twilight?
I never saw Twilight.
Never seen a single one?
No.
I found
Why?
It hilarious at one point.
I didn't get forced to see that. I would never go see that. You would have to kill me to go see that.
I wish I was dead.
50 Shades of Grey? Well, at least that's more adult. Twilight's teenager shit.
No, it was worse, man. Like,
no, that's teenager bullshit.
It was terrible.
It's teenager fucking drama.
Teenager bullshit.
Yeah, that's
like, just hate on you little motherfucker.
No, that's what it is.
Worse.
Yeah. No doubt.
No, Shades of Grey is adult sex.
Your bro says gay.
Teenager is fucking Twilight. That's what Twilight is.
Oh,
teenager drama bullshit. And they want to make it cool with the vampires and wolves.
The vampires are glittery.
They make it less
shit.
Fucking
here's
homo.
Here's
he's bedazzled.
Bedazzled.
Here's what's cool about it. Just go like that. Click the off button.
Yeah, that's it. You just stop watching.
I never watched it in my life.
No, but it's like, it wasn't bad.
I don't watch it. Like, yo, Pretty Little Liars. Who watches that show here?
What?
No.
Pretty Little Liars.
That's a show.
I've heard of it, but I never watched it.
I only know it because of someone that knows him.
50 Shades of Soft Porn.
I know of it.
I didn't say that. That was a viewer.
Yeah,
50
yeah.
Shades is soft porn.
I'm glad you said soft porn, because that's exactly what I heard. Those are a lot of concepts.
And what was that other show,
soft.
True Blood?
No balls to it.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
True Blood, that vampire show.
True Blood? True Blood, is that a gang movie?
That's a vampire movie.
Let your nuts hang!
Low!
What's good, blood?
You know all those like you know who plays a lot of that? MTV and Much Music plays a lot of those shows.
Those are like Vampire Diaries and shit.
There we go.
I just know the titles. Never watch the shows.
Nope. Because you hear it all the time. You only have to watch it to hear it. Or to see it on freaking Facebook and Instagram. My God. They ain't even fucking put that shit on like crazy.
Like you Facebook. Seem hurted by it. Like,
social media is like mostly for teenagers.
He's like, social media is like a virus.
It is.
They expose everybody to look the at nonsense. New
Jersey, like New Jersey Shore. Do you like that show?
Jersey Shore? I liked
Snookballs. Now they're coming back with another show of that.
It's Family Reunion. Force. Now they can get sloshed with their kids there.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, wow.
What the fuck?
That's something.
That's crazy.
It's been that long ago?
Yeah.
Jersey Shore.
Over 10 years.
I felt dumb watching it the first time.
You tried now, to watch that?
Well, I was in Trinidad.
Do you notice every reality show has housewives in it? Atlanta Housewives. Hollywood Housewives.
How come one child didn't get one? One child Housewives.
We had a like, love story.
Jennifer
Hedges. It'll be in Francais.
It'll be like, no, not necessarily. It could be like.
It must be on Francais.
You got one Francais, you got like.
One Francais. Yeah. Yo, you sounded mad English doing that. Yo, you did Tecate.
Tecate.
Remember, you called me that all the time.
Yeah,
yo, the best is when I was in public, yo. I think Gary said this to me at least 20, 50 times. I know between that. You'd 20, be like,
50 times. That range is important.
I don't know. It's yeah. that many times.
Between 20
Gary
and
would be
50.
Like, in the background, constantly talking to me. I'll hear Gary, Tecate. Or he'd be like, you fucking square. Like, out loud. And I'm like, looking at him. I'm like, I don't know how to speak French, bitch.
I don't use these derogatory terms.
Your balls.
Bitch is not derogatory, okay? Bitch is like a fucking form of like, what up?
It's a form of expression.
Bitch is not derogatory.
She's like, it's like the N-word.
Well then, I think that calls for a disclaimer.
Wait, hold on. Right before you put on that disclaimer, should this light be on?
Is it on?
It's not.
You can, I guess.
It doesn't have the same. It doesn't have the same glare.
Oh.
There we go. Yeah,
I see. Now we're blind.
Yeah, I see you, guys.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
I saw you guys
see,
before.
I can see clearly now.
Listen, let's hit up that disclaimer.
So, this episode of Chilling with Villains will contain mature content, strong language, and might not be suitable for everyone. Do not try any of this at home. This is for entertainment purpose only. Listener and viewer discretion is advised. And for anyone who ignores this warning and still gets offended, well, too bad. You have been warned. Thanks, and please enjoy the show.
We gotta learn to do this when we start.
I know, but
get it right.
I feel it's so hilarious that we do it like 10 minutes into
I know.
The
show.
Or as soon as I start hearing too many bad words.
Yeah,
I know, I need to say something to you later because I was gonna say that after the show was done.
I feel that's the hilarious part of it. It's like, oh shit.
I was like, what's this girl in my head? Get out of my head. No, but.
Yeah.
You know?
On that note.
Now, there's a lot of talk around with the Bill Cosby episode, you know?
Not the episode.
What do you guys think about that?
Like, well, it's court case.
Yeah.
Three counts of drugging and molestation.
Yeah. But can I just say something before we get into this?
Before we get into the nitty gritty.
I've noticed this. The thing is, this topic, and women should get way more respect. In ever. Because they're human beings too, you know?
Well, of course.
Absolutely.
And I think, honestly, this topic is too much overdue. I've noticed this year, everyone's talking about the sexual harassment.
That's going on.
And
that's being discovered. It's always been going on.
It's been going on since the hands of time.
Yeah,
nothing new.
It's
nothing new.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
That is the problem.
It's a big problem.
It's been going on. That's the problem.
It should have been.
Well, that's basically what I'm getting at.
Okay, yeah, my bad.
It's the fact that women are the same thing as men. We're human beings. The only difference between us is they're better.
And tits.
No. Wow.
I just have to put that out there.
Wow.
Some men have titties, too.
Some men, too. Yeah, I'm going to the gym.
They call pecs.
Oh, I wasn't. I didn't point. I laughed myself. Wow.
I love Jessica. I didn't point.
I did nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
I used to. But the thing is, nowadays it's coming up like it's fucking like a disease. You know what I'm saying? Like it's, but the thing is, I'm getting at was this should have been noticed a long time ago, which I'm getting back to Bill Cosby. This guy should have got thrown into jail if it was like that years back.
Especially if there's been so many counts, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, why wait till he's an old man?
But he is guilty as a motherfucker.
Though. Yeah, he's still a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's definitely a fucking asshole.
And look, I know a lot of guys are going to come up with their own spin on this and their own take on this. It's like, oh, well, these women were going to this guy's hotel room in the middle of the night, and what did they expect? It's like, okay, yeah.
What did they expect?
But this guy is...
Not to get drunk. This guy is putting...
Thank you.
Amen.
This guy puts the women in those situations for that to happen to them. It's not like it was a mishap. There's nothing pure about his actions. Any stance you want to take to like defend this guy, it's like, no. You can't.
He's
drugging him.
He's drugging him. You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Is the fact that these girls already know this is motherfucking Bill Cosby. Why does this man have to use drugs? He's fucking Bill Cosby. He's the pudding pop. Well, you know what I'm saying? He's so the guy want, that he want, is the funniest guy on the earth so at that point in time.
Maybe it's not about consent.
Well, why would he have to use drugs
for? Maybe it's the sheer power for him.
Exactly.
I understand. But the thing is, no, maybe, I'm getting
maybe,
that.
Maybe it's that's, it's a limp bodies. I don't know.
It's an addiction. You know what? You're right. That's
me. It sounds you know what? To say, but it's
true.
Like,
there are people that are like that.
No, it is true. But then get help.
What about Harvey? That's from your bro.
Harvey.
Weinstein.
Oh, Weinstein?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah. Nutting implants and shit. Yeah, he's another like
he's a little bit Harvey psycho Weinstein. Too. He's the one that has like all of the
cases. He's Mr. Hollywood.
Yeah,
basically.
I'm sorry, I'm lost.
He's basically going to the same everybody. Thing.
Okay,
but he's like the top
of the food chain. Yeah, of he's all doing, of this. Yeah, he's doing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
We talk about Bill Cosby, kind of like broke it open. That case kind of broke up. Thanks to Hannibal Buress. Bust that one right open, even though it's been going on. He brought it back to light.
You know what? You guys have a point.
People start coming forward. Because like, you can't try to overtake this guy. He ruins people's career. He makes or breaks them in Hollywood.
What I agree with you is like Bill Cosby probably was the type of person that was obsessed with the power. So he figured you gain more power off.
Harvey on a bigger scale than
probably. But you know what's crazy? The thing is, what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is
messed up, man.
He was so fucked up that he didn't realize that he didn't have to do that because he's Bill motherfucking Cosby.
I don't think he had to do that. I think he wanted to.
He wanted to do that. Like, yo, you're thinking about, oh shit, they should want me.
It's more like, no, but it's, like, no. It's more original. Like,
yeah, you're thinking that way. It's like, because you ask him why, you're kind of giving him a reason because for him, it was more about. Power
and control.
He's getting off on the power. You don't get off like that, so that's why you don't understand it.
Would you fuck Roseanne?
That's what I'm saying. Would you fuck Roseanne?
Roseanne Barr? When she was younger?
No, I'm saying now, guy. Yeah. Like,
oh, now, well.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. Well, she's Roseanne Barr.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to. She's Roseanne Barr. Same
but
shit,
But to get you in the sack, she's probably going to drug you? I'm not making no allegations, Roseanne. I'm not saying.
No, I know. I'm sorry. That's allegedly. Super horrible.
No, but I'm talking about all these girls got with him because he's Bill Cosby. Right?
Because they probably.
No, right. Like, I wouldn't get with Roseanne Barr, but these girls got with him because he's Bill Cosby.
Yeah, and the girl is thinking.
Why? Okay.
Recently, I'm going to say talk, if I'm, talk to this
not
guy
everybody
about my success.
Is not everybody's going to like you. Okay?
Yeah.
But these girls that like Bill Cosby that get into the hotel with him.
You thought they were going there to fuck?
Okay, but even at that, you think they were going to fuck, guy.
Groupie love.
Okay. They know they were going to the room to fuck. Cool.
Groupie love.
Did they know that they were going to be incapacitated?
And drugged?
Well, yeah. Well, exactly. No, I'm not saying I'm talking about the crime. Well, I'm talking about why did he have to drug them?
You see what I'm saying? Like,
so again, it's about the power.
I agreed with you on that.
No, but this question is simple. Why do we have to do that? I'm Bill Cosby. I already got the girl in the bedroom. Cool. This is what I'm trying to tell you. It's something beyond...
Yeah, I understand
getting with the
girl. I'm talking about why did he have to do that in general.
It's a power trip.
I know, like...
That's what he's getting off.
That's where he's fucked up. That's where he's fucked up.
Why else? Because like you're saying, but you can't...
Yo, if I got the pussy on you, why I have to drug them?
But you can't look at it so like...
It makes my blood boil to be able to do that.
You kind of give it a reason for why it happened. You know, it's like, oh, well... Because a lot of guys use this as like,
I give a reason.
She came on to me because I'm a superstar. You know, you heard that story happen many times, right?
She
came on to me because I'm the superstar.
That makes him more guilty because if I'm famous and the girl is with me because, like, yo, she goes, you're Bill Cosby. I bet you, I can guarantee it, that most of the girls that come up with him to his hotel, they're like, yo, you're Bill Cosby. I love you in this. I love you in that. I'm like, yo, I don't have to drug this girl. She's coming up to my hotel room.
But that's what makes it more fucked up.
Yeah, that... No, I agree with you on that.
That makes it fucked up.
I agree with you. I'm getting at why does he have to drug them if the girl's already coming up to my hotel room.
Because that's not what gets him
off. Yeah,
That's...
I just said I agree with you on that.
He gets so frustrated.
My bad.
He's just reiterating your thing. You gotta realize, look, there's people that drop in and out, so he's just reiterating what you're saying.
Yeah, I understand, but I agree that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is fucked up is, like, if he's not, like, he should be like, okay, why I should feel more power in drugging these people... Then when they're already coming up,
he wants to do without them.
I understand that. I understand
that.
Maybe
it's the closest thing to a dead body.
Who knows?
No one will know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. I know. I understand that. I understand that.
No, but I'm just saying. I'm excited.
That is the most fucked. I understand that. That's the most fucked up thing. I understand.
I'm a magician, okay?
Just swirling his hands around.
This is what I do.
Like Doctor Strange in Infinity War.
Caught that movie too.
But I still, like, that's why I'm saying that Bill Cosby, if he wasn't so, like you guys said, he was fucked up with the power, is why couldn't you just let the girl come up, you know what I'm saying?
No, be even real. That it's fucked up.
You know? Yeah, I know.
Even doing that is fucked. Even luring the girl to his room, come on, man, like.
Luring the girl?
Yeah, he's calling the girl up to his room at 3.
And she said yes.
And she's going up there.
If, okay.
No, okay. Dude, I'm sorry to say. She came up
to his voluntarily. Room.
Voluntarily. Yeah, but he knows... She's coming up because he's Bill Cosby. He knows she's coming up because she feels she's going to advance, like be more successful because she spent the night with Bill Cosby. And that's what he does with
that's every what she wants girl to that say. Goes up there. Exactly. She but wants see, like, to say to her friends, yo, I had sex with Bill Cosby.
That's a politically correct answer. I feel what Smith is saying. You're not
gonna, I had sex with Bill Cosby.
That's fucked up.
Well, that's the entertainment. That's the way it is. With this go groupie love, there's tracks named on.
No, like I completely disagree.
I have no idea. I have no
comment. Regardless, it could be like, look, we don't know the situation, okay? We really don't. But look, there's so many different ways it could have played out. For one, maybe they were shooting something together, and he was like, "Come with me, we'll practice," or you know, "I'll give you some tips." He could approach them as like the uncle, and then once you get there, bam, bitch, you're fucking knocked out. Yeah. And you're fucking dipping your balls in your mouth, guy. You don't know.
This is what I'm saying. Like, the girl is not...
It could be anything. It's not like she's going there to suck his balls.
Maybe there's some girls that had that intent to do that. But he's going the one step further and still drugging them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking guarantee you. Look, there's people in Hollywood right now. Hypothetically speaking, I go somewhere and I'm going to be an actress.
I'm telling you live, I could bet you money that most of these girls, if they're coming up to talking with him and they say equally... I'm agreeing to going to your room. Say before he drugs them, right? Okay. We're going for a midnight, whatever. And they agree to go up to his room. They're expecting to go all the way.
It could be anything, guy.
No,
what if he's like, let's go smoke a spliff?
Everyone thinks Canada.
No, man. I can bet you money.
But you can't. You can't.
I can bet you money, man.
So why would there be a suit later on, like so many years later? You can't assume that about all women. I'm not gonna say that doesn't happen. It's like, just like anything in life, there's a percentage of
as a female.
So mostly they're okay. Mostly they're mostly they're suing this guy because they got drugged, right? And they got.
Without drugs, most of the time the men are taking advantage of
this. This is what Bill Cosby is getting in trouble for.
The whole structure is fucked up like
that. What Bill Cosby is getting sued for is mostly drugging these women
and
having sex and raping them.
Only 3 counts out of like.
Yeah, but that's what the 40 plus were talking about. They were saying they went up to his room, got drugged. I saw the specials and everything.
Yeah.
They got drugged when they got to his room and they got raped. So let me ask you, why'd you agree to go up to his wing? What do you think what he wanted?
Okay, so how you feel about Michael Jackson with the kids, guy? You mean to tell me that the parents were like, willy-nilly, here you go.
Well,
no, that's fucking different. What are you talking about? Man. He was innocent. That's way different, man.
Michael was innocent.
What are you talking about?
Hypothetically, no one knows.
Michael
no
was innocent. What else are no you talking about?
I'm saying.
No, that's not even the same. Dude, get out of here.
No, it is the same because it's a high-profile person. Yeah, dude.
It's a high-profile person, but that's a whole different type of thing.
You watched specials and everything like that. Look how many specials there were on Michael Jackson. Okay.
Bill was just relying on Bill Cosby.
Let me ask you. You're in entertainment, right?
Yeah.
The girl comes up to you and Bill Cosby's trying to get you up to his hotel room, which all these women were talking about. They are drugged when they get into his room. And he rapes them. That's what these women are talking about, complaining about. But before that, they agree to go up to his room.
It's true. One of our viewers is saying how, like, female rappers, they won't get anywhere unless they have to do things, like, to get somewhere.
The structure has been built that way against them. Yeah. This is why the man that's doing that couch. Knows he's taking advantage of the woman in the damn first place.
It's more than true.
If the woman went to agree to go up there, the structure is built that way where the woman can't even have her own, like, base to say, I can run this and call my shots. No. There's always some man above it saying, exactly. You have to come through me. To get up there. That's why I'm saying it's fucked up. As much as you would like to say, yeah, they agreed to go to that. Some of these girls felt there was no other way but to go up to that room.
They had no choice.
But that's what I'm saying. The structure makes it fucked up. That's why he's a piece of shit. No matter how you look
at it. Yeah, I understand.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what makes it fucked up.
The thing that's fucked up is him drugging the woman and raping him.
Yeah, that's...
That's the fucked up.
I don't want to use the term, but that's the icing on the cake. That's what he's being convicted of. But... The larger problem is the whole structure is unbalanced, period.
So you mean to tell me these girls can't say no? Most women can't be successful
in a lot of these industries unless they have to go through some man that's already in power. And saying you have to go through them. That happens a lot. That happens now.
But most of these women are not famous in anything in Hollywood.
And what?
These women that are convicting him or... complaining about him getting raped, they're not even in entertainment or anything.
But think
which
about
makes
it.
All the more worse.
Exactly.
All the
so
more
they went through all that.
But they have a right to say no. Can't they say no? And
how are you going to walk away?
If the first time you're going to go up with an entertainer to his room?
Hello, if someone's promising you...
But they could promise you a whole bunch of things.
And selling you a dream, and they're saying, come up.
It's a hustle.
Okay.
And he used that hustle and did nothing.
And then before
for them,
you could even realize what the fuck is happening,
well, they're idiots.
Like drugged, you can't move. Okay? That's your personal opinion, but
dude.
I mean, like,
they're fucking idiots. What do you think he's expecting to do? Like, yo, most of these girls want to have sex with him. The charge is him getting drugged.
I don't agree with most of these women have to have sex with him. I think most of them thought I would have to go to this hotel room or else I can't get much further than where I'm at.
I don't know.
And not necessarily thinking that they could have to go through with sex. Nah, they weren't intent. They didn't go up there. Nah, a lot of them. I'm pretty sure some of them. No sex. And they still got drugged.
Nah.
I agree.
Was not thinking to have sex
and got
drugged.
We don't know the situation.
I don't agree, man.
You can't tell me that every single woman went up there knowing 100%.
Totally
you don't
crazy.
Know. Trusting someone when you have nobody and there's somebody who presents themselves as somebody that you could like trust.
Okay, let me ask you, if a guy asks you to go to his hotel room, what do you think he's expecting?
okay, if somebody says, hey, come, like, if you have friends, you're in the same hotel room, okay? You're in the same hotel room. You meet somebody. You're in Toronto, okay? The person's like, hey, you want to come smoke a spliff? I'd probably say yes, guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going there thinking these people are going to drug me and bang me.
No, but see, this is the thing. I'm not saying that it's any different, but what makes this one a little bit different is power is being used.
Exactly.
Power at the utmost case. Power is being used.
Yeah, I understand that, but the thing power is... Power is
being used, and it took advantage of these women.
Dude, in the end. And it's... usually the case when someone asks you, even, you want to smoke, you want to have a nightcap in my room, you want to smoke a spliff in my room, you want to make a movie in my room, it comes down to the same thing all the time. Sex.
Not even.
Yes.
I can guarantee you no.
Yes.
Hypothetically speaking, don't take this in any way, shape, or form. Hypothetically speaking, me and you are staying in the same hotel, guy, and I tell you, hey, come up to my room. I'm not gonna smash you.
Men.
Okay, but even
men.
If, understand, y'all.
Men. Even men. Vice versa. You invite me to your hotel room. I'm not gonna smash.
Yeah, but I want it, not you.
Okay.
But so we should assume that about all men. That's
so you think all women just want to have sex?
I call we walk around just wanting
no, men. No, Bill Cosby wants that girl. That's why he's drugging the girl.
So if every girl is...
What do you think he's getting convicted for?
Every girl is thinking like that. So is every guy always looking to fuck when they call a girl up to meet them late at night?
Dude.
No.
Is every guy thinking that way?
No.
So if you can't generalize
it, then you can't generalize it. Okay, so you say the bigger percentage is not like that. If you
can't generalize it the other way, it's impossible to generalize it the other way. Impossible. That's all I'm saying. So if you're gonna say every woman is thinking that, well then you have to think that every guy is like this.
Guy, you mean to tell me if you're asking, say if you're having in a club, right? You're asking, you're in a hotel club or whatever. You're asking a girl to your hotel room late at night.
Yeah.
What's your expectations of it?
Yeah, you could come over and chill for a little bit so you don't have to like go home late at night. Come and stay over.
Or even if he expects that he's going to get laid, does not mean it's going to happen.
Yeah. I know, but that's why he's getting charged for drugging him and raping them. Fuck, that's what I'm trying to get at.
I don't understand what your point
saying,
is.
But we don't understand what your point is.
The way you're making it come off, you're like basically saying the women like walked into it knowing that this was going to happen.
No!
Well, that's what it sounded like.
No, I'm saying.
There's five people in, well, four, if you don't include yourself, and all four of us understand it. Like, you're trying to say that the girls walked into it knowing that this is what was going to happen.
But, like, when you see a superstar, right?
That's
what I said. A Hollywood star.
Yeah.
A Hollywood star, right? And it's a crush. These women have a crush on Bill Cosby. Oh my God! You know
how
what?
How would you have?
I know. Oh my God!
How would you know that Bill Cosby?
You know what? You okay.
Do you have a crush on Bill Cosby? Is like okay.
No.
Even me.
These are you in? Are you making a lawsuit?
No.
Then what are you talking about? Are you talking for these women right now? Are you their fucking lawyer?
She's the ambassador.
That's what I'm saying. Are you their fucking lawyer?
She's the official ambassador.
That's what I'm trying to get at you people.
Okay, let's just breathe.
Like, wait, are you their fucking lawyer? Like, seriously.
This guy gets so icy.
Are you their fucking lawyer?
Let's just
like, seriously. Like, what the fuck?
Let's just breathe.
On the real.
In
four people understood.
Exactly.
These women had it coming. If we misunderstood it,
then we're wrong.
But if four of us misunderstood it, most likely whoever's on the other side of that camera misunderstood it too. So if you want to make your point
clear,
if you just want to get to the fact of, okay, he was convicted for the three counts, he's getting punished for it, that's a fact. The reason why the women ended up in the hotel room, we cannot say that all women think that way, that when they're going up to someone's room, that's going to happen. The same how, this is what the point I'm making, you can't say all men are looking to smash under call a girl at 3-something in the morning. Same how you can't generalize it on one side, it's impossible to do it on the other side. And I know for a fact, I know I can speak for me, I've hung out with girls late night after a bar and stuff like that and nothing happened. It's been no problem. You know what I mean? Like, so If you want to call me a rare case, go ahead. Like, but I'm sure there's other guys.
I'm sorry. Like, me, if I'm a person, so I want to chill with a person. I'm not going to go up to their hotel room.
No, but see, the fact that happens.
I don't want to go up to their hotel.
You're going about the straightforward. You're just bulldogging, like, straightforward and forgetting about all the nuance around it. It's like, yeah, it doesn't make sense to go to this man's hotel room late at night. It doesn't. Yeah. We can agree on that, right? Like, in general. We can say that. Meet up with anybody late at night, I feel. Come and check me late at night. It's like, I don't know. I'm already at home and shit. Why would I leave? You know, like, fuck that. But the thing that we're talking about, the bigger point, it's not only that he lured these girls into the room. And
I think he's a dickhead because he drugs them and has sex with them.
He used his power. Despite being, as you said, Bill Cosby, the way you said, I say it in quotations because you're kind of saying, because of his name, why would he need to drug them? Well, it's like, then there's a deeper issue there. There's a higher sense of power, which is the whole problem. Is that women have been jumping through hoops like that. This has been going on forever. We've been saying it's been going on. Yeah. It's only being addressed now.
Yes.
The problem is, it's been going on.
Yes.
This is the thing. Yeah. This is whack.
It should not be going on.
The fact that it's coming to the forefront, I'm super happy about it.
Okay, I understand what you guys are saying, but I've watched, like documentaries, and they talked about Bill Cosby.
I thought he was gonna start some church scene.
News, news, everything.
I've been touched by the law.
No, but I watched a lot of the reporters, news, documentaries, and all the women talk about is they got drugged into going into there. They got drugged and got raped. That's why they're suing him or the lawsuit is happening. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, if he didn't have to do that, if they wanted to have sex with him in the first place. Mm-hmm. I use the word if.
One of our viewers, he could have said, come up to my room, I'll introduce you to somebody, and they're in the business, let's talk.
Yeah, agreed. And nobody be in the room. Like, there's so many ways he could have went about it. Where the woman is unsuspecting.
But
he's using, I'm Bill Cosby. You're using, I showed up to try to meet Bill Cosby or try to get a part because of Bill Cosby or the supporting
guy. There could be so many things, but what I disagree with what Cosby did was drug these women and rape them. That's not cool.
You just want to blame him for that.
No, it's not cool.
I'm saying,
that's what most of the talk is about.
Yeah, but if you want to put it, boom, the bigger target is this whole bullshit that's going on. The hashtag Me Too. It's all, not to call it hashtag Me Too bullshit.
But isn't the lawsuit about him drugging women and fucking him?
Yeah, but it's part of... Wow. Yeah. You just look at a dot on the wall and you don't see nothing else, eh?
A deer in headlights.
Like, Jesus. You think, and you want to confirm with Nick, isn't that what I'm talking about? Yeah, like, we're not talking about it.
Anyways...
Jeez.
Bill Cosby's a douchebag. Moving on.
Yeah. Can't really move on from that.
But a boop ching.
That wasn't a joke.
His is upbeat, though. That wasn't a but a booch. His was but a boop ching.
I tried something. Just like,
tried to save you, Nick.
Yeah. I just went all the way
there. Alrighty.
Well, you broke. Come on, man.
So, weed is going to be legalized.
Awesome.
Yay.
Cali buds.
When was the last protest? On 420.
Oh, that was another snow hit.
Oh, that's
not bad. Why did they have a protest if they're going to legalize it?
Stupidness.
I don't know.
Protest is kind of for nothing, right?
Well, it goes back to the United States, too. Like, they put away people for smoking it. They give them how many, a year or two for just smoking it?
That's the States.
Spliff, if you're caught with a spliff, guy, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Well, here it's not like that, of course, but...
Well, no, we have the annual fucking protest that they have at Parliament every year on 420. And since it's getting legalized this summer, I felt the protest this year was unnecessary.
What's the point of it?
Like, unnecessary. Unnecessary blazing. Says the alcoholic. This one's for you, kid.
Amen to that.
Unnecessary blazing? What is that?
Unnecessary blazing. Like, there are no protests. It's like, never heard of that. Who does that?
Unnecessary blazing. Blazing is necessary.
Is that a new strand?
kind of nonsense is that?
You know what I look at with the weed thing, like, you know, like, criminally wise, like, you never hear anyone saying, this guy killed 3 people because he was high off of weed. But you would hear, oh, this guy killed 3 people high off of meth. Or anything else.
Or that dude that ate that next dude's face.
Yeah, the bath salt.
That, yeah, the bath salt. And he was naked. Crazy.
Got high
that was
on crazy. Fucking 1 ecstasy, you know, 10 Tylenol, like, and some NyQuil.
Jeez. Like that guy that went naked in the Waffle House, started shoot people half naked in the Waffle House.
Yeah, he was a yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, no, the Waffle House shooting?
Yeah, he was naked.
And, like, you've heard it on the news, like, people selling, you know, hundreds of pounds of weed, you know, get jail time for 30, 40 years, you know, for weed. Well, I'm like, but weed has never made anyone go out and, you know, do crazy things.
That's thanks to Bill Clinton.
You know, cocaine, heroin, you know, all these other stuff.
Painkillers,
yes, yeah. Even the cheapest drug out there, painkillers. You know, pharmacists are getting money on the side for, you know, selling their pills to everything else. You know, like especially in Hollywood, what is the mix? Pills and alcohol.
That lean.
Oh, everybody wants Xannies, Prozac.
Even like how Whitney Houston died. She died because of pills and alcohol mixed with the temperature of water. And she had a fucking, she fainted.
She died in a science experiment? Like,
no, it's like the hot, the temperature of the water made her faint and ruptured something in her head and she died.
Drowned in her bathtub.
Yeah, drowned in a bathtub. Well, the crazier thing is her daughter did the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Wow. There's some irony to that, man. It's some weird shit. I know we probably talked about that already.
Yeah, we did 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? No, mm-hmm. But even when it happened.
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember.
And I think Joan Rivers died around the same time, right?
I believe 2 months after.
That, that Whitney or her daughter died?
I think it was Whitney.
Whitney, yeah.
Joan's crazy.
Yeah, that was a lot of deaths recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we talk any about them? Talk about any of them last week? Like Vern Troyer?
No, I don't think so.
And the Swedish...
DJ
Avicii. I can't pronounce his name, so I don't want to butcher it.
Avicii? Did I get it right? Avicii?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm being honest. I'm so not in touch with entertainment. I never heard of that dude.
That was, hey.
Never heard of him.
I'm with you. I didn't know what he did until he died.
I am super apologizing to his fans out there. I never heard of him.
I have Spotify,
but I'm not in touch with any of them. So.
That's my life. 90s hip hop, all the time.
Not that. It's just me personally. I'm not like him. I just don't pay attention.
I just don't pay attention.
I really don't.
I just don't know.
That's probably why you guys all disagreed with me before, because I don't pay attention. I'm straight minded. Straightforward.
Like a shark.
Ahoy, matey.
You know.
Let me cast my line straight ahead.
That's why fishermen just wheel you in, because you're just looking at the bait.
Yeah. Lucky I'm not a fish, eh?
You didn't see the hook.
They put a steak on the hook, I'd probably run after it.
It's like, ooh, shiny.
No, see, I didn't say fish. I said shark. Because sharks shouldn't be getting caught by no bait and shit.
I probably grabbed the whole boat.
Pull the whole boat in.
the boat's a bait.
Yeah. I do agree with you guys. There's other things, you know, different topics. But me, I don't know. Hollywood's so materialistic. It's like,
well, that's what it's supposed to be. Thing.
They sell you the dream, bruh.
It's the dream, man.
Yeah, I know. That's why a lot of people. And what's his name? Michael J. Fox. A lot of people just move with their car, and they lived in their car until they got a gig.
Who else lived in their car?
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow.
Jim
right?
Carrey.
The Rock did.
Jim Carrey. Snap.
A lot of people.
Like, they lived that Hollywood dream, and they got it.
I think we should do that. I think what we should do is take a one-way plane ticket to Las Vegas and bet all the money we got.
Horse race.
And just, like, live out there.
Would you go bet on a horse race or blackjack? Or some betting, gambling. Go to Vegas.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is Celine Dion. Not Celine Dion. Celine Dion is, her career is mostly in Las Vegas.
Yeah, she's like a residency?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has...
Britney Spears has that shit.
Yeah, Britney Spears as well. They're making their money off of... Because I think Britney Spears said, I remember she was fed up of the constant world, country to country touring shed kids as well.
Speaking of Vegas, because the Vegas Golden Knights?
First year expansion team in the NHL.
And they're killing it.
Yeah, I know. Someone was saying it on Facebook, go all the way.
Super fucking killing. I heard their home ice is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they got money.
All of that, those residencies that you were just talking about, sometimes they play at their halftime shows and shit.
Yeah.
And they got Cirque du Soleil.
One of their biggest fans is Bryce
Harper. One thing in the world today, if you got money, you could, we were talking about before with Texas.
Yeah, all those nice Texas teams, they're good organizations because they got money.
Money talks.
Meat and oil.
Money talks.
You figure oil would give you something, especially for a team called the Oilers.
Yo, you said that. Money talks. Yo, you said that, Shane McMahon. Here comes the money. Money talks. Here comes the money. Yo, I'm telling you, in the world today, the talks, but I find there's a positive and negative to everything, right? But I find it also killing the world in a way, especially environmentally.
Perfect balance, like Infinity War.
See it.
Yo, Marvel should be paying you both.
Yeah. All right,
we want our salaries.
With that note, because it is 47 minutes now.
You don't say the time on the show. It's supposed to be, time is an illusion.
There's no illusion if we lose it.
No, and the outro. The outro's like, okay, we're going to mosey on out. You can say the mosey on.
Let's just go watch Infinity War.
Now you're just like, boom. That is, I'm done. Yo, this is absurd. I should be watching this movie already. Again.
Yes.
Look, come on.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys end the show. The outro. You take care of it.
What?
No, I'm joking.
Don't fucking wane him.
I'm not leaving you to spit.
You're going to end him like Garth? You're going to do him like that? Don't do that.
Yeah. I have no faith in you.
Have a little faith. Why does it sound like someone is upstairs since before?
I can't even
fucking deal.
Oh, it's the ghost.
It's the ghost. Hear that?
It's just our friendly ghost. Why am I
standing next to the cave and the fucking hallway of death? You guys gotta talk about shit like this.
This is her all the time with the ghost, man.
Yeah, I think it's a ghost. Little boy. I want to leave him some toys.
Little boy ghost.
I want to leave him some toys to play with.
I think we're going to mosey on out here, people.
Yeah, okay. Definitely mosey on out. If you want to get information about us and what we're doing next, and we have our Instagram feeds also being shared on our Facebook, facebook.com/chillvillains. That's memes, vids, and stay chill. We're going to skip over all the things that we're not using. But we're super popular right now on our Instagram at
chillvillains.
Like I said, we're going to skip over all the stuff, all the semantics. We're going to go straight to complaints, even though nobody ever complains. Ironically, right?
Especially about me.
This guy's all yelling all over the place.
It's true.
You had everybody in tears.
You know what I mean?
I
thought he was going to shoot the place up. No stereotype.
Oh, white boy.
No stereotype.
I love it that a white girl's telling me that.
This guy, here we go. Samantha.
When's the last time you heard a white girl shoot something up, guy?
That is true.
It's always a white boy.
Actually, the one who shot up YouTube.
Oh, no, she wasn't white, though.
But,
Pakistani.
I'm saying a white woman.
Who's the...
Jessica's always one on topic.
Shout out to Khadijah.R on Instagram. Shout out to Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com. I was saying complaints. Because we don't get
complain
none.
Complain about Smith. You can reach me on Facebook. Sean Smith on Facebook or... MTL's Finest on Instagram. And I will tell you the same. Fuck you.
Who shot in your cornflakes today?
What?
You shouldn't eat Dookie.
Eat Dookie?
Don't want to see your cereal. Don't eat it. Just pick it out.
Just leave it alone.
I thought it was Cocoa Flakes.
Yeah, ew, flaky shit.
Flaky shits.
Oh. You need some fiber if it's like so that.
you don't like talks about feces, chilling with villains at gmail.com.
Bunch of fucking haters in this room.
Without further ado, this is Gary the Villain leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah, you fucking haters.
And the think tank in the house.
Bye.
Jess filming.
Peace.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And that's all we got to say about that shit.
Bunch of biatches.
Oh, oh listen on Anchor.
Anchor. Share. iTunes.
Yeah. You got it.
Did it say?
Now tell me I wasn't awesome.
That was a good one, though. Not even lying. I'm saving it now.
Okay. Yeah.
We had 5 viewers.